Well, my dear friends, our light is growing ever brighter on our Advent journey. And we're moving yet again in another direction. If you recall from last week's readings, we saw the themes of awareness and being mindful and being watchful of ourselves and for the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Christ. Really, we could say the readings from last week were an emphasis on the self, the individual, our need for God in our lives and in our world, and having that humility to say, I'm not God. I need God in my life. Today, though, on this second Sunday of Advent, we're going in another direction. We've established that, yes, we're individuals, but what do we do as individuals? Are we just private beings? It appears that our readings for this morning are trying to steer us away from that notion of being a private being. A private being is one who is only interested in themselves, their own agenda, their own pleasures. But as we see in the first reading from our prophet Isaiah, Isaiah is telling us that the world is hearing a voice and it's crying out. And he's telling us to prepare the way of the Lord. Then it takes a drastic turn. So we're in the desert, we hear this voice, and then Isaiah is saying, now go up to the mountain and proclaim, here is your God. You're probably thinking, this is very dramatic. Or, Father, I have no idea where you're going with this homily. But if you look at the imagery of Isaiah, we can see that the prophet is asking us, how do you proclaim God as an individual? How do you proclaim God, not just for yourself, but for the other, for the good, for the wider community in itself? John the Baptist took to heart the call of the prophet Isaiah in our gospel. The Baptist could have said, well, I'm the Messiah. I'm it. I'm the one you've been looking for. But instead, we see the Baptist taking another turn. He's saying, I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of the Messiah, but I'm going to use my voice for the glory of God. I'm going to use my voice for others. And that's really the whole point of Advent, my dear brothers and sisters, to proclaim the Word of God, yes, for ourselves, but also for the other, to proclaim and to see God in a real and physical way, and not in an abstract, pie-in-the-sky way. There's a story of a little girl who is afraid ghosts are in her bedroom. She seeks comfort from her mother, who assures her that there are no ghosts and that God is with her to protect her. The little girl replies, oh yeah, I know, Mom, but I need someone here with some skin. Jesus responds to that prayer. Jesus responds to the human need for that skin, for a concrete, real presence of God in our life. So we've established the need of our individual voice for God and for others. And once we prepare the way for God, for his completion of his mission, we see that hope becomes our underlying message, the hope of the Word of God. Hope comes when desire is in the skilled hands of God. Hope comes when desire is in the skilled hands of God. Our desires, as we know, my dear brothers and sisters, involve many choices. We make choices all the time in our relationships, friendships, work, health, many other choices. So we ask ourselves, especially during this Advent season, do our desires bring us hope? Our work, our marriages, our friendships, relationships, our families. Our desire is not just about ourselves, but we see it growing and growing for the other. Søren Kierkegaard, the great Danish philosopher and theologian, he said that in life, to become a saint, it is to do the one thing necessary. He leaves it there. That's all he says. In life, to become a saint is to do the one thing necessary. He's like leaving us right on the side of the cliff. What is Kierkegaard talking about? What is the one thing necessary to become a saint? I can look to my books, the great spiritual classics, for the answer, but God is demanding an answer from us. So what is the one thing necessary to become a saint, to become a disciple in our world? John the Baptist gives us that answer this morning, and that is to participate, to usher in the kingdom of God, to speak of Jesus Christ, who brought humanity into our world in the true sense of the word, who is the liberator of our desires, who not only loved us, but gave us that inflaming love, that love that expands. If we see it time and time again in the scriptures, don't we? We see Jesus loving the other, and that person is inflamed. They go to the nearby village, they go to the crowds, they go to the mountaintop and say, here is God. Here is the one that we have been waiting for. So this morning, my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray that we may use our voice, not just for ourselves, but for the other, for our community, that we may usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ as a full completion. That's the second coming of Christ. It's a full completion of his work, of his life, and of his love.